Beware, contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on DI...
No, there's no plus. I know that sounds weird, but Nicole will have to record a new one for us. That's all. Just DI. That's all. Nothing more. Or dubious intent. You could say that.
You ever fall into a YouTube hole?
Welcome to my life.
So I did some search. I don't even know what the search was.
Yes.
But I got this. It's kind of like those articles they have at the bottom of news stories where it's like, you won't believe the right. Blah, 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 right? Well, this was like
33 things that only people that have a podcast would find funny. And you immediately, you click on that. You click on it. It's like, it's clickbait.
And they say, and this one was like, top 16 people you never would believe existed.
Station in the chat room says clickbait is a plot from the Nether Region Chat. No, clickbait was in my stripper name in the 70s. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome clickbait. Clickbait was a dancer ahead of his time. Dancers in the 70s would never know he created the teabag tip grab and the twerk for 20s so popular in the coming century. Clickbait's friend and former dancer, Arkansas.
Clicks and I would compete for cash every night, and Lord knows we made big money. If he worked the bar together, you see, back in those days, you could get away with a lot on stage, and we took full advantage. I used to have this trick that would earn me $100 bills. Every time I'd see a guy at the end of the bar with a big bill, I'd tell him to hold it up at arm's length, and then when the boss wasn't looking, I'd pull my dong out and I'd just whip it across the bar and snatch it. Then whip it again and hit him on the cheek. Well, Clicks wasn't going to be outdone by none of my shenanigans. The next night, Clicks bet a guy $200 he could pick up a dollar bill from the guy's mouth and turn it into a rosebud without ever using his hands. Well, don't you know, he had the guy lean back with the dollar bill sticking up on his teeth, placed his feet on either side of his head, and I'll be damned if he didn't squat over that guy's face and smother him with his butt. He swiveled a little to the left, he bucked a couple of times, and he snapped his G-string, and when he stood up, I'll be damned if that dollar bill wasn't a perfect rose. Clicks performed that trick twice a night until he retired. Three times if he could get a freak to stick his tongue out mid-performance. No one could top Clicks on stage. I mean, we can talk about Click's backstage talents later.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come scream... Oh... It's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Second Chances. When you've had, you know, thirds and fourth chances to get the intro right, and you still, you know, you edit it and hide it and hide it from all the people that download the podcast, and you're out of second chances, is basically what I'm trying to say, and then everyone can see your mistake out in the open, naked and bleeding. And just, yeah. Anyway, check them out at secondchances.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI for a, well, you won't get a discount, really, because you've already missed that one. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Second Chance Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel, or should I say clickbait? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm a little bit worried about my internet because I'm
Why
are having issue? You're slowing down and speeding up and slowing down and speeding up and
really?
Getting grainier by the second. So I hope it doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm doing some kind of, you know, forbidden, like I'm doing the lambada here or something like
it's
that.
Like, it was like dubious and it was
really
anyway. I don't know why I don't know why Hangouts does. That is so weird that Hangouts does it that way.
So random.
Like it's an accordion of time and space.
It is. It's a timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly thing, Adam, is basically what it is, and that's how it is.
So I have a question.
Oh, dear God, what? Yes.
Was that reminiscing
yes.
That went on there?
You mean the snippet of the documentary clickbait?
Was that supposed to be me?
You know, I didn't actually write that. I would like to say a very special thank you to Joe in Dallas who wrote that script and sent it to me this week.
I mean,
I decided to record it. Yes,
abhorrent mm-hmm. Southern accent that was attempted.
Really, the abhorrent Southern accent. So you're saying that was not a believable Southern accent, is what you're saying?
That was like a Joe Batant Southern accent. It was worse than a Joe Batant Southern accent.
Wait,
back
why was
in
it?
The day when I was with clickbait, he used to get on his hands and his knees by cracky.
See? Well, I just say, see, that I think it was pretty close to that.
I do not believe that is the way anybody really talks.
You haven't met some of my relatives in Sand Hill, Mississippi.
Maybe in the mountains of North Carolina or West Virginia. West Virginia. Now, mm-hmm. they talk like that.
They do. Do you get anywhere near? Yeah, see, George in Atlanta in the chat room knows. He knows. Yeah, there's people in Atlanta, Mississippi, that area, Alabama, Mississippi, Atlanta, you know, Georgia, that the tri-state area there. There are some people that's pretty reasonable facsimile thereof.
Usually they're smoking meth and talking like that all at the same time.
But they do not do it like that in New Orleans, Adam. I don't know if you know where New Orleans is.
Nawlins.
Yeah, Nawlins, New Orleans. But never, yep. ever New Orleans or whatever. New Orleans. New Orleans. I've heard that before. Somebody saying New Orleans. That's incorrect. And if anyone were to say that, they deserve to be made fun of. Anyway, you know what, Adam? It is 9:11 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
Well, everyone should jump to their feet and clap very loudly. I couldn't think of a better word for Auntie Vera Charles. And my voice cracked for some reason. We have MC.
It's called puberty.
Yeah, I'm going through puberty again. Yeah. George in Atlanta.
Yeah, George,
Jimmy Bear.
We rarely see George in Atlanta, and you know, George in Atlanta, I believe, filled in for Gavin on the poke it with a stick last night.
He did. I listened to that, and you know, I made an observation when I was talking to you guys last night.
Yes,
that I think that poke it with a stick has become the Archer gangbang show of the whatever century we're in right now. 21st century.
We haven't actually we changed years, not centuries yet. So yeah, we're
of the 15s.
Of the 15s.
16s, whatever.
Of the 16s, Adam. Yeah, you're saying that they've become the gangbang, as it were, of Pride 48.
Wasn't that what he called it?
Yeah, it was the gangbang of Pride 48. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Because they have just about every show in Pride 48 represented.
They do.
On that little show from time to time.
Yeah.
They even have shows that I would consider maybe former Pride 48 shows.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Pride 48 is not a exclusive club. Anyone's allowed to be a member of Pride 48. They can do other things as well, so it's fine there.
No, I don't want to mince any words or say anything, but there are people who have decided to not
whatever
broadcast on Pride 48
and
anymore.
It's fine. And it's absolutely fine.
It's fine.
It's absolutely
fine. But anyway, so we have Jimmy Bear, we have RT Cruiser,
because
wow. I never
we
finished
parked
this.
Our bike on that one, didn't we? I forgot that we were in the middle of roll call. I'm so sorry.
Right.
Wouldn't it be awesome if like your teachers did that in high school? Like, you know, like, all right, I'm gonna start taking roll, and then like then they just get wrapped up into a conversation about like some random shit, and then he's like, McV, are you? Go ahead.
RT Cruiser, Sater 69, Toppy Smelly, who will be going to sleep in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
We have Mags
and Minion 51. Excellent.
Welcome all. Oh, I wanted to say one other thing.
Yes.
So I know you always get that the you're getting the dubious intent wrong at the beginning.
I'm going to write it out this week so that I won't do that.
I don't want you to worry, because there are some people that say it takes 21 days to form a habit.
Yeah.
Well, we only do the show once a week.
Right. So I have
you have 21 episodes.
Now I don't. Now I have like 18 left.
Yeah,
like 18 episodes left. Is it on the Trello even? We teased last week that we were going to explain why we are dropping the plus
Yeah, I didn't put it there, but since you remembered, we can talk about it.
We can talk about it. So there's no... The first thing that happens, this is so weird. I'm going to get into why we change it by talking, in parables. Yeah. Well, big shock, right? I'm just going to blather on here for a second. My name is Daniel. I prefer to be called Daniel. And when people at work or in new situations, shorthand it to Dan, right? I have to say, actually it's Daniel. And, I always kind of feel weird about that. And I kind of feel like they feel weird about it, you know, like I'm somehow being, you know, unreasonable, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Cause they feel bad.
Right.
That they say, and then I feel bad because I don't really, you know, I'm Southern and I feel guilty about everything and I don't want to ask people to, but at the same time, I don't want to be called Dan.
It's your name.
Right. So what I was going to say is like, so let's just avoid all of that right here. We're going to tell you why we changed our name from Dubious Intent Plus to Dubious Intent. And I don't want you to feel weird about it. It was nothing that anyone did. No one, you know, calling us, DI positive and DI plus or whatever. That wasn't important and that didn't matter, right? It all has to do with our own personal things that are going on in our personal lives. That's all. That's all it was, right? It's like, it'd be like calling me Dan and I say, no, I'm sorry. I would rather be called Daniel. That's all. That's really all it is.
Well, that was the most cryptic explanation.
No, we're not. We haven't gotten to the explanation. So here's the reason. There was a play on words where we were called DI positive.
Yes.
Right?
Was never the name of the show.
Which is cute, though. It's a cute joke, right? DI positive. And then it you know, devolved from DI positive to, you know, hashtag get tested. So kind of uniquely or not uniquely, but intrinsically linking us with HIV, right? So it was a play right. on HIV and DI positive, right? So being HIV positive and DI positive. And that's, you know, had it just happened once or so, then I'm pretty sure we would have been fine. But it not only continued, but then other people started doing it. And this is a case where the hotel room next to you smells like marijuana, Adam, because it started to bug you, but you didn't want to say anything about it. Because you didn't want to call down the housekeeping or down to the front desk and get a new room, right?
Right.
So what we did was we've dropped the pod, you know, the plus to just eliminate. So all we're asking is that you just, you know, just let that joke die. And it doesn't really matter. It's just you know, sometimes in your personal life, some jokes may hit too close to home, right? And it makes you feel it's something you don't feel that should be joked about or something you don't feel comfortable joking about, and that's all, right? And that's really all that
Well, I mean, without saying too much, I mean, I don't hide anything, but I'll just say I'm not going to name names, but somebody close to me came down with, actually had AIDS, was already past the positive
right.
part of it.
Yes.
And it's a very stressful or was a very stressful, sad, not great situation for me. And even though yes, we should be telling people to get tested, but having the name of my show being always said that way and reminding me of something that is very sad for me.
And it's absolutely fine. And so, but I
want the show to be a happy thing.
Right. And anyway. We don't want anyone to they're upset.
I'm not mad at anybody.
Yeah. Nobody's upset. We just dropped it. We just nipped it all in the bud. And it's just like, you know, it's time anyway, because the DI Plus, obviously we did that when Google Plus came out, cause that happened at the time that we started this show, and that's sailed. Sorry. Nobody cares anymore. So it's just, it's time. There you go.
Anyway, that's it. That's it.
Moving on.
And also, I never really liked the plus, to be honest. I mean, it was okay, but
we couldn't come up. We really couldn't come up with a good name. We're not as clever as Baron Frosty, who used to do the Next Blind podcast, but then completely deleted that from the internet, and then did a different podcast called Taking On, and then completely deleted that from the internet, and now is doing a podcast called Blime Time. Yeah.
Frosted Blime
will be the, I think that's his
or
thing.
Whatever.
You know how like, It's All About Me, which is another podcast. You know, they, every year they change their theme song. I think that's just going to be a thing for, the Baron Frosty. He's just going to.
Yep. I want to know, why does he have to completely delete the previous incarnation from ever having
existed on the internet?
It's for legal reasons.
I'm pretty sure what it is they get along, they get comfortable, they make a joke about Joey Boohecker, and then he threatens to sue them, and then they just basically... Because, you know, Baron Frosty's actually got stuff to lose, right? Like, you could threaten to sue... let's be honest. Like, you could threaten to sue, like, Joe Batanz. He lives in people's house. He, like, basically couch surfs through his life, right? He either sleeps at his parents' couch or he sleeps in the house in Malibu's couch or, you know, whatever. So he's like, you know, there's nothing really you're going to get from Joe Batanz, right? Yeah, you can't, you're not,
right.
Not a big cash grab there, but Baron Frosty, he's got some money. And I'm saying he's got some stuff to lose there, so I'm sure he probably wants to protect that stuff. And it's really not important, Adam. We shouldn't be talking about these things because
Joe Batanz networks his way through life.
Joe Batanz, professional couch surfer. Wow, I can't say the word couch tonight. That's really weird. Anyway, so I've had a good week. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been once again. It was fairly uneventful.
Really, pretty uneventful here. Hold on, let's just find out here.
Hi, this is Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. Just wanted to touch base. It's kind of late here, and I hope everybody's asleep. Just read that David Bowie died at 69 years of age. Might be unconfirmed, so hopefully, hopefully he's still living. But if not, so be it. Somebody else's job now to get rid of the body. Take care. Bye-bye.
Now, before we give this to him, how far ahead of people was he? Let's see. I'm looking at this now. He called in... at what is that? 11? No, 10. Oh, how many seconds are going there? It was 2016:01:11. So it was at 1 a.m. 1 a.m. your time is when he called in on the 16th. And then let's see here, because we put these things in a folder, right? So if I go to the voicemails, I don't see them. Oh, because I'm in the wrong place. DI plus episode 182. Let's see. When was, oh, shit.
You can sort it because of the way I name them.
All right, I'm sorting them here. See, David Bowie. So yeah, he was. Wow, this is fascinating, isn't it? Tom in Chicago was at 1:01, and Matt from Spanking Bear Arthur was at 1:10. So there's 9 minutes. Tom in Chicago. This is what I'm trying to get at. Before we give him credit for this, he was 9 minutes ahead of everyone else, and you could hear in his voice he wasn't entirely sure whether the guy was. I think this is insider trading. I think because Tom in Chicago used to be an undertaker, he got a tip off from somebody. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like
he has a.
Like the death hotline or whatever. He's like, hey, Tommy, this is death. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm going to take David Bowie today.
I think he's personal friends of the Grim Reaper.
Yes,
so
yes. I think they may. Could have been.
It may
been.
Call the Grim Reaper may call him ahead of time.
That's what I'm saying. So do we give this to him or do we don't give this to him? It's like, you know, on the one hand.
I think we give it.
Yeah, on the one hand, you really don't want to piss off a guy that's like best friends with death. It's just like... Death might owe him something. You know what I'm saying? Like he might owe him a favor or something. So yeah, we don't want to. So congratulations, Tom Chicago. You are entered into the drawing. There you go.
Yeah. Exactly. Congratulations. So anyway, yeah, I had a pretty good week. You know, all of my cards are fairly short topics, but yeah. So I have one other thing. So I'm going to combine a couple of them quickly. First of all,
yes,
you did a podcast with Christina.
I did. I filled in for Nicole on Greetings from Nowhere. And here's the thing. I found out by listening to the Seder Sphere this week, I wasn't the first choice. She asked Scott the Seder to be a guest host, and he said no. So I wasn't even the first choice, Adam. So you're over there like, you know, oh, they never ask me. He's like, so here's the real question, Adam. Would you want to be like, you know, just not asked at all, or would you want to be the second choice?
Well, you know, I think I'd rather be the second choice because at least you were asked. I mean, you were second.
I don't know that I'm second. Right? I didn't know she asked Seder. She never told me. So I didn't know that I could have been fifth for all I know. She might have like asked IC Greg, and she might have asked like, you know, what are his rat's name? Seder's rats are named like Boots and Mittens or something like that. Or
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you did that, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but. I just wanted to say,
you don't have to go into a lot of detail. You can just go over to Greetings from Nowhere, visit nowhere.com, and you can hear the episode. Yeah.
It was a podcast all about atheism. And I, you know, Daniel is, for those of you who don't know, maybe new listeners.
Shock. Yeah, I'm an
atheist. You know, I am going to heaven and Daniel is going to hell.
Show long, Shadowmites.
Basically, the way it boils down. Uh-huh. He is going to burn in hell for eternity. No, Daniel is an atheist and I happen to believe in God. So you messaged me. So first of all, I want to give you,
Daniel is going to hell. There you go.
I want to give you props.
Uh-oh, I'm getting props.
Props isn't maybe the wrong word. I want to give you
credit.
I'm trying to think of the word. Credit.
Yeah.
Where credit is due, because you did, you know, I listened to Greetings from Nowhere and you messaged me and you're like, You may, Adam, I know you get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, you may not want to
listen. I don't think you even said that, but you may not want to. So I appreciate that. But of course, it made me want to listen even more. So I listened, but I put on my big boy pants.
Yes.
My big boy headphones, and I listened. Mm-hmm. And the other props I want to give you is I thought that you were much more respectful towards the topic than Christina was.
Oh.
I mean, it was like she... It was like she has been oppressed by Christianity her whole life.
In fairness, she is a woman.
And she had a bone to pick.
In fairness, she is a woman, and you're talking about a religion that is, you know, has its roots in patriarchy, right? It is a very, women should be seen and not heard kind of a thing, religion. I'm just saying.
And that's another thing. I mean, the whole conversation was very stereotypical because you lump everybody into the same cloth, like, you know, where I go to church and where, you know, where I've, what I've known, women, you know, there have been women preachers and there have been, you know, other things. So it hasn't been, anyway, I said I was not going to go into detail and I won't, but I just wanted to give you, I appreciated that even though you disagree.
I see Greg in the chat room, which is in inappropriate conversations. Greg in the chat room says, Christina was cutting fucking loose.
Yeah, anyway, she was. She definitely was. And I love her. I'm just saying you had a little bit more respectful tone, which may have, I like to think, might have been because you respect your co-hosts.
I do. I respect, and, I respect everyone's religious. As I even said in the show, whatever your personal religious beliefs are, fine with me as long as you're not telling me what I have to do and I don't tell you what you have to do. And we can all get along.
Right. So I did a little solo show on it.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah. I have a solo podcast that I occasionally do, like once every 6 months.
Yeah. What's that called?
Geeky Gay.
I thought that was a video.
And, no, I do. I release audio. Huh. Anyway, so
I'm subscribed to your YouTube channel and I didn't see a new video come up.
There's nothing in YouTube. This is strictly audio.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so I released a new podcast on that. And then I got an email. Oh, my God. This long email from this listener that I didn't even know I had. And I don't know that he's even part of Pride 48. It was so weird because I assumed I had no listeners, first of all. But, you know, then I had. And he hates me now because, you know, he's an atheist. And, you know, he also has been oppressed by religion like Christina. So. But I did a follow-up show to apologize to him and then try to smooth things over. So I've done two this week, and I normally do like one every 6 months.
Wow.
Anyway, and
I'm
going to do
your website. Your website has your latest episode as being May 13th of 2012.
No, I know. It's just an audio feed.
I don't even see how do you... There's not even a feed here on the on the page. How do you even subscribe to this thing?
Go to just whatever podcatcher you use and look for Geeky Gay.
Oh, all right.
It's a personal journal thing. It's not entertaining. You know,
Adam,
no one has to listen to it.
I do. I'm so if I did a show, you wouldn't want to. I would listen. You're my friend. That's listen. Why it's like. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's even more boring than Big Fatty. I mean, come on.
Well, that's not possible.
But anyway, so I'm gonna ask Nicole though. Anyway, I love both you and Christina, and I thought it was a good show, and it was interesting to me. I just appreciate that my best friend and co-host was very respectful on the topic, and that's all I've got to say. Diet update. I've been on a diet.
Hold on.
I lost 4 pounds.
Yeah, you just had to get that in there, didn't you? Because I've been on a diet too, and I haven't lost shit. But anyway, let's go here.
Hey there, Daniel. Hey there, Adam. This is Scott the Seder, Seder 69 on Twitter, so this is Seder's Show podcast.
Yes.
Alan Rickman, Severus Snape, has passed away at 69. And Die Hard, and lots of great movies. Robin Hood. I got to meet him one time down in L.A. I was seeing City of Angels, the musical, on tour, and he was literally sitting right next to me. And I got to talk to him a little bit. This is just after Die Hard and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, so long before Harry Potter. But what a great guy. What a great, great guy. Obligatory sigh. This is the Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and when he asked what he thought of Seder, he was just like, eh, what a twat. Anyway, congratulations, Seder.
Yeah, congrats.
I can't believe you missed Galaxy Quest out of that that list there. The greatest movie ever made, by the way. By the hammers of Grapthar, or by the hammer of Grapthar, you will be avenged.
You know, he had cancer, and David Bowie had cancer.
I know, and so did Dan Haggerty.
Both. Yeah, well, we haven't gotten to him yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert, Dan Haggerty died.
So I said last week, I kind of in passing mentioned that after viewing these photos, I realized I'm a big fat pig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 30 pounds heavier than I was in all of those photos.
Yeah.
So that I was looking at. So I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm determined.
You know, I've known you for so
and
long.
And I lost four.
I've known you long enough to know that this is complete bullshit. You listened to the Satyrsphere 200 episode also, didn't you? The part where you said that Adam was no longer skinny.
I haven't heard that yet. He's in my top five.
Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Satyr's going to call you fat. Anyway, so.
Well, thank you, Sater. I appreciate that. I'm not. I never used to think I ever was skinny, but when I look back at those photos, I'm like, well, I was a lot skinnier than I am now. That's for sure. Anyway, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And last week I lost 4 pounds.
Lovely. So I have not. That's great. Yeah, I've got a couple of things. One of the things you just destroyed there. Yes, I was on GFN on Monday. I was just saying, if you want to check that out, you can go over there and check that out. I think we've kind of already like beat to death the whole It's All About Me podcast. If you've never heard of these jokers, it's...
I haven't listened to the most recent one because they put it out late.
I don't know who they're... You started it with this whole tone color thing. And I would just like for you to apologize to them. Because this is gonna escalate.
Is it?
I've been watching a lot of Star Trek lately. This is me being Picard asking you, Mr. Worf. I know that you're natural enemies with the Romulans, Mr. Worf, but I need for you to be a good Starfleet officer, and say you're sorry that you said anything about their tone color.
Told them I loved them to death or something like that before I said it. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, you've got the most condescending tone color, bless your heart. I mean, that makes it all right.
It doesn't make it all right.
It does. They know I jest. They know I jest.
All right, speaking of jesting, by the way, Sater in the chat room is saying that I'm throwing him under the bus. Don't make me pull a clip from your show, because I will pull the clip of, you know, Adam's going to listen to it now, so yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Mm-hmm. I think we've got number 3.
Oh, yes.
Annette Funicello, dead at 50. Okay, bye.
No, yeah, there's another one from him, though.
So sorry that Annette Funicello is not one of the people that... Oh, wait, it's ringing. Wait, hold on. Yes.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser. Yeah. Just ignore that last call. I have to go now, and bitch slaps on. Okay, bye.
I feel like we played this last week, did we?
No.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, you're right. So Annette Funicello did not die this past week.
She is dead.
She's not re-died. She has not come back to life. And then died. She is not a member of the undead, or she's not a person. That, yeah. So that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
Right. So here's the thing.
We were talking about It's All About Me.
Yeah. So It's All About Me.
I want to make a point here.
Yes.
I could apologize. But first of all, I have nothing to apologize for because it was a joke. This is we joke around on this podcast. Uh-huh. And... Uh-huh. One or two episodes previously on It's All About Me, they actually spoke to me directly and said, Adam, we wouldn't joke with you or kid about you if we didn't love you.
Right.
Therefore, have to apologize for a joke. It means I love you.
All right.
Exactly. But if you were offended, I'm sorry if you can't take a joke. If you have an aura of orange around you and you can't take jokes,
if you want to go run away like a little girl, and I'm sorry for that.
It's fine. I'm sorry. It's all about me. I'm so sorry.
All right. See, people in the chat room are already lost because we just talk about too many other shows. Here's the thing. Adam cast aspersions upon the good name of Mark and Ed from It's All About Me podcast. Check them out over at itsallaboutmepodcast.com. And then you'll be up to date. Otherwise, it really doesn't matter because it's fine.
Yeah, that's enough. I'm sorry, guys. I will never cast aspersions against your... names again in this show, this episode. I mean,
Megs again. Brian Bedford, the voice of Disney's Robin Hood, has passed away, and it doesn't say how old he was. I guess it helps to click the link before you call.
Oh, this is old. Yeah.
80.
80.
Okay. Well, at least he lived a little longer than most people are keeling over. So there we go. Bye.
Congratulations. All right. The voice of Disney's Robin Hood died at age 80. So congratulations, Mags, for being entered into the contest. So, Adam, I'm going to just talk really briefly about this. You're going to hear more about this in the coming days. I want what you to do. Suddenly, I don't know how to talk.
Yes.
Yeah. I want you to head over to the Pride 48 website. Not you personally. I'm just saying people listening.
You know, I'm over there
people
all listening. The time. Hold on.
I want you to go over to pride48.com/shows. And the very first show that shows up on our show list on that thing is called State of the Station. It's an in-house show, Pride 48's in-house show. Click on State of the Station. Make sure that you're subscribed to that feed. That name of that card is going to change in the coming days. We're basically... Pride 48 will have an official podcast that's starting soon. But make sure that you're subscribed to it. Go over to the pride48.com/shows, and there's a little orange RSS button right there on that card that says State of the Station that you can click on, and you can be subscribed to it. So just make sure that you are subscribed to that feed. It's actually the Pride 48 _ shows feed, because we will be adding a new show in the coming weeks. And I don't want to go on about it too much, because the first episode of that show is really going to be like in depth, like what the fuck we're doing with it. But basically, we're starting a clip show for a lot of different reasons, but for the main reason is we're going to slowly, over the next year, we're replacing the bathhouse music on the stream with small little 3 to 5 minute clips from shows that people think are funny, you know, that people, and it was kind of a way for, kind of like when you go to satellite radio and you turn that thing on, you know, in this little preview channel, and it's like, here's the kind of stuff you can, that's what Pride 48, when there are not live shows being broadcast, it will turn into that, and it'll be interspersed with people saying, but we're combining all of those together every month and doing a clip show that goes out on the feed. And those are for the people that are listen to Pride 48 regularly that already know who we are. Then by putting those little segments on Pride 48 and replacing the bathhouse music, that brings in new people. See, so there you go. So it's fulfilling two different things, but just make sure that you're subscribed to that, and I won't go on about it too much. Oh, wait, too late. I already have. I think that's it here in this segment, isn't it? Or are you going to... Oh, sorry. One moment, please.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Dan Haggerty played Grizzly Adams, dead at 74. Oh. Looks like this week, Cancer 3, Celebrity 0. Okay, bye.
Well, there you go. You're correct, as we alluded to earlier, Dan Haggerty.
I used to love that show, Grizzly Adams.
I seem to recall watching it, but I don't remember. I couldn't, until I saw his face on Facebook the other day when he died, it was just like, I couldn't have picked him up out of a, you know, picked him out of a lineup.
It was a simpler time. He lived... in a cabin in the woods, and he had a pet bear. I wouldn't even say a pet bear. He had an acquaintance.
A bear.
That was a bear, because the bear was not in any way trapped or on a leash or anything. The bear roamed about freely, but had this friendship with Grizzly Adams, and he would come up and they would chat and have tea and whatever. And there was an old lovable Grandpa Jones or something. I don't know. Anyway, I love that show. So I think you did have one other thing, and I have one other thing, because on that card on GFN
you're right, you're
Monday.
You're right. You know what? I also talked about this on the last show. I went to dinner with one of the Robs. It was very cute. I said on the show that I was going to dinner with Rob 2.
Were you wrong?
I was wrong. I was going to dinner with Rob 1, but I knew which Rob I was going to dinner with. You know what I'm saying? I just got his number.
You just didn't
wrong.
Know he was one or two.
Right. I took a 50-50 shot, right? I didn't have their pictures up in front of me. So, you know, they have shirts that say Rob 1 and Rob 2. And I don't ever label them internally in my head as 1 and 2. So it was just kind of like I made a one. But it was so funny, because the day that I was supposed to have, our show was on Sunday. I said, I'm going to go to dinner with Rob 2 tomorrow night. And let's see, where was it at? I got this thing. Ah, shit. I forgot this one. Hold on. I'm getting here. Here it is. I got this urgent message at 9 a.m. that morning. You are having dinner with Rob 1, not Rob 2. I'm Rob 2.
Well, maybe they...
Tall, gray hair.
Maybe...
Rob 1 is shorter, dark hair. He's like, wait. I know which one of you is coming. He's like, I just got your name wrong. And he was worried that, that I was going to show up at the restaurant and be like, wait, who the fuck are you? Or, you know, it's just kind of crazy anyway.
They didn't want you to be surprised when the wrong Rob appeared.
So I know I had a lovely dinner with Rob 1, of the Robs. They're lovely people. He told me something I can't even tell you about because it's embargoed. But it's something really cool to do with Marvel. But that's I'll let him say that when it happens.
Wow.
But anyway, no, it's I had a lovely dinner. We had a Thai food, Adam. We had Thai food.
What did he do? Tell you a quote before it comes out that you can use on our little game to stump me? One that doesn't even exist yet. Oh, here's a Marvel quote for you, Daniel.
I don't even know who this person is, so I'm going to skip that one and go to this one. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going to answer this phone call. Yes.
Hey, Dubious Intent guys, it's Zombie Girl TJ, Mayor of Scoropolis, and I have a call for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Now, I know you haven't heard of this guy, but you will want to honor him as a celebrity. He was big, big, big in the Northwest.
Uh-huh.
Dick Spady, a man who started Dick's Drive-In and made a mighty fine hamburger, has passed away at the age of 92. He is famous for his various burger stands that he has in the Seattle area and for selling a product known as the Bag of Dicks. So, yes, at a Dick's restaurant, you can order a bag of dicks, and it's like a bag of little hamburgers. So, yeah,
excellent.
That's 92. That's a long time.
Excellent.
And I know that Adam likes a good hamburger.
And a good bag of dicks.
I have a chance with this one. Love you guys. Right. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, I enjoy a good bag of dicks. Do you?
Really on both fronts. I mean, if it was hamburgers or dicks, either way.
Uh-huh. Hamburgers
or both.
Either. Yeah, together. That's like right there. That's awesome. All right, Adam,
go
ahead.
A double cheeseburger and a dick.
Go ahead. Just so you know what I'm doing internally, I'm skipping over some that are less known that we can just do next week because we have so many calls this week. So that's all. I'm internally editing.
Fine.
Yes, go ahead.
So I don't like to talk about it, but I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is another one of that. This is another marijuana in the room next door situation.
Is that a thing?
So
now?
I get, apparently it is because that's what you use anytime I don't stand up for myself.
All right.
So I get my hair done in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and it's a rather expensive proposition.
You're not hashtag 1% or anything. You just you drive to another state to have your hair done.
And we all know why. I'm not going to talk about it, mm-hmm. but we all know why.
Because you're filthy
but
rich.
I have had.
Yes.
You know, and look, I picked them because my first real boyfriend, he used this place and they did a very good job.
Right.
But I have had the most horrible service. I have switched hair people twice. This is my third person. Let me tell you my experience.
All right. Here we go.
So I go in there and she, does her thing, whatever. And I get done. And this is typical. She leaves. She says, okay, I'm going to go get your paperwork and go up to the front. Doesn't even remove the smock. I have to remove my own smock. Right. She doesn't turn me around and give me a mirror and ask me to look at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I look. And the color was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's getting older and I've ordered new supplies.
Yes.
And the color is not matching as much anymore.
Okay.
But did she tell me that? Did she even turn me around and have me look or anything? No. She was just going to let me walk out of there. Right. So then I was like, no. I was like, this is not going to work.
Right.
You know, these are professionals. Don't they have a thing that they do? Can't they color it or say, hey, we're going to swap this out. This doesn't. So she wasn't even in the room. I had to like go down the hall and find her. And then I was like, and I was trying to have this, I'm not confrontational. So I was like, yeah, I don't think the color's too good. Is there anything we can do? And she's like, well, what would you like to do? I'm like, okay. Stop. You're the professional. No, I did not say that either. But come on, you're the professional. You've been doing this for 20 years. What would you... I'm like, well, I don't know. Do you guys like color or, She's like, well, let me just go swap it out for the other one, because that was closer to the color. That'll be faster.
Ah.
So then she comes back. She like has it. Anyway, just a horrible experience. Just a horrible experience. She finishes again. Once again, I have to remove my own smock. Doesn't even do that. I don't think she even shampooed my hair this time. And this is the experience
Here's the big question. Were there slippers with the robe? Because
whatever.
If there are no slippers with the robe, then that's just not kosher.
And this is the thing. I mean, my hair, from all accounts of everyone I've talked to, it looks very natural and good and everything, right ever, whatever. But the experience of going there and having them cut my hair is horrible.
Well, then find a place that's closer. You went to this place based on word of mouth. You can call it whatever you want, but it was basically you knew someone that used it and you were impressed with that, you know, and they liked it and so you use it. But that doesn't mean you have to stay there. I mean, word of mouth is a great thing to get you in the door, but it's not going to keep you. That good service is going to keep you there. So there's so many tools at your disposal now. There's Yelp. There's all kind of online reviews. I would find someplace closer because you're driving, six hours?
I want to scream at somebody and say, I drive 10 hours round trip once a month, plus pay $100, well, when you add the tip, for the haircut, even more if it's a new system.
Wow.
And, you know, plus the price for buying the stuff. And now they look, here's the thing, though. What I'm scared of, it's a very traumatic, this has been a very traumatic thing for me. My hair has always been very traumatic, even when I had hair. And this is even more, the problem is, I don't know if I switch, I'm probably going to still need to buy them from them because I don't know that the other places are going to be as good quality or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And the first time I go to this new place that I pick, what if they suck? And then it looks horrible and I have to wait a month until my hair grows out before I can go get another haircut. I mean, there's so many risks involved. Right?
Perceived risks, yes.
Perceived. And, I've cried over my hair before. I'm not going to lie. I just, this is, and the chat room is making a big deal out of the smock thing.
Only because you mentioned it five times.
Let me just say.
Yes.
I brought up the smock thing to make a point. Even if you go to Ellie Mae's beauty salon in the back of her house, she shampoos your hair, you know, takes on and off the smock, you know, does all that stuff that you would expect to have done when you go get your hair done. I was just making a point.
Right.
Okay, sorry, answer.
Oh, no, I was letting you finish. I didn't.
Go ahead, answer the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel. This is Scott, the Seder. You know, Seder69 on the Twitters.
Yes.
Host of the Seder Sphere podcast.
Yes.
I just read that comedian Taylor Negron passed away. I remember him from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he was actually just a really funny comedian. I do not know how old he was or what he died from because I wanted to call in before RT Cruiser called. But he might be asleep at this time, so I think I should have read up on it. But Taylor Negron.
Oh, you were done. Okay, great. Why is there a second call from him?
Because you should play the second one.
I should play the second one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
And apparently Taylor Negron died a year ago. God damn it, Facebook.
I know I shouldn't.
Catch you later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know I shouldn't have ones in the list that are wrong, but it tickles me when they call back.
Well, you should just make that because I know that today at the end of the show, you have a little montage that you did for.
That's true.
Probably. You should just do that. Just when people screw up, just throw them at the end of the show with a montage.
Yeah, I should do that.
Actually, you know what? On a normal week, it would have been fine. It's just we had a lot of calls this week.
I know. I debated it. And actually, I meant to ask you to talk to you about that.
By the way, if you've called in and reported a death and you have not heard your phone call this week, then don't worry. It will come in next week. We just had a lot of them this week. So I'll just go ahead. And I tried to pick the people that people wouldn't know. So anyway, so you went and you had your dinner with your parents. Did we talk about that? Are we done with that?
I'm not going to talk about that. Forget it. Oh, I'll just say this. Does everyone have the experience when you have dinner with your parents and or grandparents that every topic is negative? You have to hear about every relative who's died, is gonna die, might die, has a drug problem, got divorced. Is that the experience of everyone? Because it is not a pleasant experience. Like, I want to talk about something happy.
Here's the thing, Adam. You know, I grew up in a family of doctors, so they all just talked about who died that day, which is... or who had like the most
good
disgusting it was just kind of one of those things. Anyway, all right, well, there you go.
That's all.
We have a huge show tonight. Let's get on with it. Let's get this stuff rolling, as they say.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta. Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
is the Dubious Intent birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue for somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room. Unless I get stuck, in which case I totally will cheat and do. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening for the birthdays?
All right, so this one is not musical, but here we go, hopefully.
Okay.
It's loading.
Okay, great.
Loading.
One of these contestants will win a cash prize thing's worth blah blah on Let's Make a Deal. Is that what it is?
Is it Let's Make a Deal?
It's that's not Let's Make a Deal.
Is it? Shit. Da-da-da, da-da-da. I know that this is a game show.
Yes. All right, I'm gonna play another clue here.
All right, there we go.
Hopefully, my spreadsheet is out of order.
Clearly.
Oh, come on, load. Okay.
Okay, folks.
This is the guy that got the names wrong.
I have to apologize.
That Steve Harvey.
It is Steve Harvey.
All right, great. So and. I see in the chat room they said Family Feud. Yes, that makes sense. I recognize
it is.
I just didn't get the right show.
It's Family Feud. That is correct.
Family Feud. I would like to remind my co-host that if there is a malfunction on your side whereby there's a lot of silence, if you just don't say anything, the post editing will take care of that.
That's true. I know. I just feel like I need to fill aside. Okay. So Steve Harvey is 62. No, he's not. He's 15 old. All right, here's the next one.
You zeroed out. He's how old?
Oh, God. He's 59.
59 years old. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Is he really still struggling?
Well, he's been released from the hospital. Oh. It's so crazy. He was literally, he regressed, was not talking. He couldn't walk, any of that.
Were you shocked that he was taking herbal Viagra, overdosing on herbal Viagra? Okay. Were you laughing at that?
I don't think that's what he overdosed on.
So the guy is, clearly Howard Stern. Are you trying to get me to guess the woman?
The guy.
Oh, well, Howard Stern. Like, I knew that immediately. I thought it was the guest. This is the person that's married to the basketball player that like passed out in the brothel.
Yeah, Khloe Kardashian. Yeah, it's Howard Stern.
Oh yeah, well yeah, Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern. Are you gonna do? You don't do these sound effects.
I have a cat in my lap.
Oh well, I'm sorry.
There we go. Congratulations to me.
All right. So here is the next one.
I am here today because there is an epidemic, if you will, sweeping across the United States of America, and I want to raise awareness.
And that epidemic is...
Sorry, it's just... You really hard to talk about sometimes.
We understand. Take your time.
That epidemic is,
This is...
Fuck boys.
This is like the worst produced thing. It's like the music's way too loud. The vocals are clearly done on some like room mic. This is everything that's wrong with YouTube.
Do you know who it is?
No idea.
All right. I'm going to play one more clip. I could have sworn, and I shouldn't get away from this new mic because it doesn't. I could have sworn you would know this person. So here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, so our first costume is the clown costume. And okay, you guys, I filmed this yesterday and I'm appalled as I'm editing it because it's so slutty. I don't know what came over me. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Is this Jack Meridew?
Anyway, okay, this is how this is going to work.
It is Jack Meridew.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Best, right? So my mom's going to give me her opinions on which costume.
I don't remember the music. That was his Halloween costumes that he showed his mom, but I don't remember there being music underneath that.
There is. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He is so hot.
Now, Jack Meridew won the Matthew Lush My Gay Online Boyfriend contest last year.
He is so hot. You guys should all look up Jack Meridew Halloween and look for the one where he's trying on slutty Halloween costumes for his mom. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll make fun of Daniel because he listens to all these twinks on YouTube or watches them or whatever. But he is really hot. Really hot.
Right.
At least I think he is.
He's also... Take a guess. Take a wild guess how old he is, Adam.
He's 23 years old. Of course I know how old he is because...
All right, great. It's his birthday. Excellent. All right, move along.
All right.
This is, of course, the theme to Mama's Family.
It is. The theme to Mama's Family, my favorite all-time show and theme to a show. You're not going to get it on that one, so we're going to play another one.
Something else.
Thank you for being a friend.
All right, this is the theme to The Golden Girls.
Yeah, and it could be still two people, but I'll let you guess. I do have a third one in case you you don't know yet.
All right. Mama's Family. Oh, wait. Betty White was on Mama's Family. So, yeah. So, it must be Betty White. But what was the third?
It is. Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White. Oh, so.
The third one, this third one, I'll play a little bit of this.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. This is it's another game song. It's another game show.
It is. She frequented this show. In fact, they brought her back when they brought the game show back 5 years ago or something.
What?
It's fine. It's Match Game.
I think I know that music from The Big Fatty Show. I don't think I ever even watched Match Game. So
so they'd say, Silly Sally went to the store and bought a blah, blah, blah because her blank hurt.
Ah, so kind of like Fibbage that we were playing last night. Yeah.
And then the contestant would try to guess what the celebrities were going to say.
Ah, got it. All right.
Yeah.
Who's our next birthday here, Adam?
All right.
Oh, silver spoons.
A couple of silver spoons.
This guy, Ricky Schroeder, who no longer likes to be called Ricky Schroeder. He is now just Rick Schroeder.
Yeah, he was cute back then. Yeah. All right, here's the next one.
Is it Give Me a Break?
No, we've discussed the show.
I know. Is this
there was one season with one woman, and then they replaced her.
Oh, Valerie's Family. Yeah, the Hogan Family. Okay.
Yeah, right. Valerie's Family.
So clearly, if we're going to go between those two shows, Silver Spoons and Valerie slash the Hogan Family.
Yep.
It would be.
A third one if you don't know.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
It's the guy that played the main guy in Silver Spoons. Joel something, right?
I don't think he played. Here's the other one.
Okay.
Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Stop. That was the Arrested Development. So, wait, Jason Bateman? Jason Bateman was in Silver Spoons?
He was.
Wow. I did not. Right.
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
Wow.
He was in enough episodes that he was a regular. I don't think he was a main character, but he wasn't it. All right, last birthday.
Yes.
Last birthday.
This is the theme to Seinfeld.
All right, got one more. I'm not sure if you'll know this theme song. I'm not even sure if you watch this show, but we'll see.
Is this The Newsroom?
No, it's not The Newsroom.
Oh, but it's something similar.
It's on Showtime.
Yeah, it's on Showtime. Oh, it's Veep. It's Veep. It's Veep. Oh, my God. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
It is. Yay! Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yes.
I do watch Veep, as a matter of fact.
I thought you did. She is 55 years old, and those are our celebrity or semi-celebrity birthdays for this week. Daniel.
Yes,
do we have any Pride 48 birthdays this week?
Why, we do, Adam. Thank you so much for asking. I'd like to say a very happy birthday on the 23rd to David That Blue Jeans Guy, which is coming up. And that's it. So happy birthday to David the Blue Jeans Guy that's coming, because they're just basically fake names after that. It's just like, I don't know who Rutrow and Goofball. It doesn't matter, but happy birthday to you, David that Blue Jeans Guy. And if you would like to have your name associated with your birthday on the Pride 48 website, make sure you sign up for a free Pride48.com account and click on the little checkbox that says that I would like to have my birthday listed on the website.
Happy birthday.
the news.
This story brought to you by RT Cruza.
Oh.
From Australia. A U.S. police officer's, quote, stroke of justice has gone viral after he was recorded frisking a suspect's manhood while searching for a weapon.
Uh-huh. Have you seen the short, video? Have you seen this
video? I have. Yeah. I have seen the video. It's a very large looking package.
Here's the thing. Honestly, this news story is like less than a paragraph long. There's a guy with the big dick. The cop was frisking him and kept grabbing onto his dick, thinking there was something in his pocket. And then when he realized it was a dick, he like jumped back and went, "Oh, I can't believe that I just touched a dick."
Yeah. So the clip shows him doing that. A longer recording though shows the man freaking out in the hotel lobby before the arrest, mooning employees and smacking his belt against a glass window. So if you click on that link, I know this is an audio show, but Daniel, you can see it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice ass, actually.
Well, it seems like a nice dick. He's like, if he was mistaken for something in his pocket, it's like, I'm watching the video now. Here's is this the longer recording?
Sir, do you have a weapon or are you just happy to see me?
I don't see him.
Scroll down. The link in there.
Oh, I see. I have to scroll down. Oh, there he is, mooning people.
It's a nice bubble butt.
Well, there you go.
Actually, you should put that link in the chat room so anybody can see it if they haven't.
You would notice those things.
Because I have the news stories on a different computer. Great.
What's our next news story?
The next news story is, well, I had three, but one of them I'm just going to describe real quick.
Okay, great.
A woman who bought a bunch of lottery tickets and then didn't win.
Yeah.
Set up a GoFundMe.
Oh, dear God.
To make back the money that she lost.
Wow.
In buying lottery tickets. But this last one, if you think that air travel has gone to the birds, it has, literally.
Really?
We're talking turkey, as in that big Thanksgiving bird, one of which recently was spotted aboard a Delta flight acting as a, quote, support animal.
With God as my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Sorry.
And that's causing a flap over how passengers are using and abusing comfort animal rules. So how can a turkey get on a plane?
Yeah, simple. How did a turkey get on a plane? That was my very first thought.
Well, they walk on. But the passenger provided proper documentation proving that the fowl was indeed their emotional support animal.
Yeah.
So Delta let the bird on board and even gave it its own seat.
Look, at the beginning of the show, Joe and Dallas wrote this very colorful script about clickbait for my stripper persona. Whatever. You're talking about a turkey. I swear you should have spent the effort to rewrite the story. He's like, you know, here's something. It came in a Delta Airlines flight. A particular passenger gobbled up all the deals.
Well, as we know from one of those party games we played last night, I'm not as good as other people at coming up with clever anecdotes or whatever. Anyway, basically, now I wanted to say something about this, though.
Yes.
There is a guy. I know anything I say that's slightly ridiculous, we get emails about or phone calls and people call me names and everything else. But honestly, there is a guy. He's not blind, but he has a dog that goes around with him.
Yes.
In my office,
at your office,
and I guess it's one of those support animals.
Yes,
but I don't know. I mean, come on,
why? Really? Wait, what does this matter? How does it possibly matter to you?
So it doesn't. But look, let's just work stresses me out. So can I bring Sydney with me?
But now you're.
I know. I know. I'll get emails.
No. It's not about getting emails, Adam. It's about mental illness and, you know, like people that have, you know, crippling anxiety. That's a real thing, Adam. It's just because you don't experience it doesn't mean that he's like, oh, he's just making it up because he wants to have a support animal. It's like, you know, people, if that's what lets them cope with their lives, then, you know, God bless them I don't believe in God, but, you know, bless them I really wouldn't want to bless them, but yeah, for them, Adam. Good
it's fine
for them.
Why? I want to know, though, why this person was bringing a turkey on a plane. I don't think turkeys are support animals, but why would you even need to bring a turkey on a plane?
Because he wanted to get sex for chicken McNuggets.
Turkey just, McNuggets.
Turkey McNuggets. Is that the
anyway,
news?
There's the news.
Wow, that's
buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, put it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it.
Sorry, I was having to blow the dust off this. It's the Dubious Intent Technology segment. We haven't been here in a while. It's, wow, it's a segment of the show where Adam and Daniel answer your technology questions that you call in. Hey, you know what, Adam, do me a favor. Remind me in the post show to re-record an intro to the tech segment for Big Fatty because the one that he has still says DI Plus. So,
hey, Daniel, yeah, when we get to the end of the show.
Don't be that. Don't be that guy, Adam.
Actually, we need to change the tech segment. I'm going to mute myself during the tech segments.
Why?
Because everyone, apparently, as Kathy Bacon told us last week, when there's a tech issue, they call you. So,
whatever. Why are you saying that? Because this didn't come into our email. It came into Facebook Messenger.
No, I'm just saying it because of Kathy Bacon last week.
Oh, okay, great.
That's all.
Our tech question this week comes in from, we have two questions that come in from the same person. It comes in from Paul Armstrong. Now, Adam, does that name sound familiar to you, Paul Armstrong?
Yeah, that's Archer. You know, and
no, it's not. We have talked about his YouTube channel here before. You can go to youtube.com/ArmstrongPaul1964 because I guess that's a thing. Yeah, you should go there and check out his exciting videos like how to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. He has that one. He has how to upgrade your RAM on a Mac. If you, anything you want to know about a Mac, he has that crap over there.
You've been mercilessly making fun of him for
months
now.
He incorrectly chooses the correct cheap razor club. His Dollar Shave Club is miles better than Harry's. And Harry's has got better packaging, but the Dollar Shave Club's got much better product. So I don't know why. I do know why, because you buy Apple shit. That's why, because you, oh, that's so pretty. Anyways, but yeah, so it's Paul Armstrong. No, you know, every time that I mention him here, his subscriber count goes, I'm subscribed to him over on YouTube. Yeah, he's up to 373 subscribers now, so check him out. It's all about Paul Armstrong. New videos every week, it says. On his YouTube page. Anyway, so Paul,
I'm waiting for the directions on how to make a tuna fish sandwich.
That's coming. You should comment on his videos.
Grilled cheese.
Maybe. Anyway, so he writes in. He writes me this. Well, he writes us this. Here's some tech questions. Number one, Amazon Prime. I'm thinking of getting Amazon Prime for the 2-day delivery mostly, but I hear there are some great shows on Amazon. The question is, do you have to pay to watch the shows on Amazon if you're a Prime member? Someone told me that you have to pay, but I thought it was all part of the Prime membership. Can you give me some deets on Amazon Prime? So we're going to answer that question first. Here's the thing. Amazon Prime, think of it this way. If you are a member of Netflix, right, you pay your $7.99 a month for Netflix. Is that what it is? $7.99 a month, I think, you pay for Netflix?
I think $8.99 is the smallest.
When you pay that, you're paying for Netflix streaming. There are still some things on Netflix that when you go and you look them up on Netflix, it's like, this is available with the DVD home delivery plan, right? But for the most part, you can set your filters so that you just see the stuff that you're allowed to stream with your free membership. Same thing with Amazon. Amazon sells videos and they sell digital videos. So it's like, if you wanted to buy The Martian, like right now, you could buy the digital copy of it on Amazon, right? You could go there and you could buy it and you could watch it on their streaming service, but you would have to pay for that movie. However, there is a huge amount of stuff, just as much stuff as there is on the Netflix streaming site, that is available free for Amazon Prime. So if you go to Amazon's front page and you shop by department and choose Amazon videos and then choose included with Prime, it will filter it out so that you just see the things that are free for you to watch. And that is where you want to go.
I wouldn't do Prime just for that anyway. So yeah, like you said, some of their catalog is available free to Prime members.
I would say a good portion of it. All of their Amazon originals and stuff, yeah.
Maybe licensing reasons or whatever, some things you still have to pay for, and then if you want something really early and it's not available to rent,
right,
you might have to buy it.
Nah.
But the main reason I would say for Amazon Prime is it's not just that one thing. You get lots of things. You get free 2-day delivery.
Yes.
You get I think a free Kindle book. Month.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Amazon Music. I think you get free streaming of Amazon Music.
Free,
so
their music selection is shitty, but it's free, and you know, whatever. And so if you have an Amazon Echo, you're automatically tapped into those kind of things. So yeah, Amazon Prime is saying in the chat room, Vera Charles says that Prime has paid for itself about 1,000 times over. Yes, you're right. It does. It pays for itself over and over again. It's well worth it. And I know this is too late for anyone except for the people listening live right now. This weekend, ending tonight at midnight, the 17th. Sorry, guys. And by the way, I sent Paul this message and said, hey, by the way, Amazon this weekend is $27 off. It's $73 this weekend for a year of Amazon Prime as opposed to $99 because of the Golden Globe nominations the other night. Oh. So if you're a new Amazon Prime member, it's $27 off for the year. It's honestly, $99 a year works out to like $7.99 a month, almost the same you'd pay for, you know, same or a little less than you would pay for Netflix, right? So it's...
Honestly, you could buy a safe, like a 2-ton safe, and get Prime shipping, 2-day shipping for absolutely free.
Right. And because Paul, you live near DC, there's a fulfillment center right there in New Jersey. So just like me, you oftentimes will get things in one day. So it's like, even though it's free 2-day delivery, it often will come in one, depending if it comes out of that fulfillment warehouse. Anyway,
just make sure it's not that delivery company that Daniel's.
Oh, dear God. Don't buy anything heavy where you have to have a third party right. thing. Yeah, that's not worth it. All right. Question number 2. On episode 181, you guys were talking about satellite radio and why someone would pay for it. I have no recollection of this. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was me. And I have satellite radio, he says. My question is, if you get something like Spotify or Apple Music that you pay for monthly, wouldn't you also get charged for the data to stream that music on your phone? That seems like you are paying twice, the service and the data. Is that true? How exactly do these streaming music services work? All right. So the answer to this is yes and no, right? It depends on who your carrier is. And it also depends on what you're paying every month for satellite radio. Because you can't just look at these things in a vacuum, right? So if you're going to use an extra 2 gigs of data per month that you're going to have to pay for, that may be cheaper than what you're paying for satellite radio, because you're paying, you know, whatever it is, $15 or something a month for satellite radio. You can't then, on the other hand, say, well, oh, if I bump up my data plan over here by $10, it's like, then your net savings would be $5. Also, if you're someone that heavily streams music, I mean, like really heavily streams music, then switch to T-Mobile. T-Mobile is great in that regard. T-Mobile is built for people that stream things because all of the music systems, all of the video, you can stream Netflix videos on T-Mobile over your 3G, you know, over your 4G connection. And that does not count against your data cap. So it's like T-Mobile does not count any of the streaming service. Well, 90% of the streaming services, you know, so Spotify is not counted. RDO is not counted. Apple Music's not counted. Google Play is not counted. You know, it's like these things.
That's a slippery slope.
Why?
What they're doing.
Well, with video, they're downsampling some of it, but that's neither. With music, they're not downsampling it at all.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that whole zero rating certain things and then, you know, content providers that can't, you know, aren't big like that, you know, don't get that advantage. Anyway, it's that's a political,
yeah, that's
whatever,
that's a Leo Laporte winerism right there. Yeah. Here's the thing. The thing that most people don't think about is music is audio, and audio is actually very small. Like to stream a, you know, a really high quality audio file, maybe, you know, 10 megs for a 4 or 5 minute song. You multiply that out by the number of hours and how many gigabytes you have on your plan. Watching video over your phone is crazy, you know, because video just is huge. Like video is 300 megs per minute or whatever. It's a very big difference between those two. So just listening to music, all right, maybe you're going to go a little bit over your plan, but I almost guarantee you it's going to be cheaper than paying for the satellite radio every month.
Here's something else. Spotify. I believe with Spotify you can download songs.
That is a good thing. Also with Google Play. Also Google Play, you are able to pin songs onto your device. So you can make a random playlist and pin it down to your, and you can listen to it offline. Yeah.
So you could do that on Wi-Fi, and then when you're on your 3 or 4G or whatever, you could just use your downloaded stuff.
Here's another fun thing. You could just download podcasts and listen to in your car like I do. Anyway, so there you go. I hope we answered your questions, Paul. If you have a technology question and you would like to ask us, make sure you send it to contact@dubiesandtid.com, and we'll be happy to take a stab at those there questions that we may have.
Fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it. 3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
I missed the two. Only you could see that because you're the only one who sees my video, and I don't even think you were watching. But I
was looking away.
Yeah,
sorry.
I tried to do a 3-2-1 with my fingers, and I missed the two. So I went 3-1. It's like I should just change the song now. 3-1 contact.
Have you been smoking pot? It's probably affecting your brain.
That's what it is, Adam. That must
and
be
all
it.
That beer, that 6-pack of beer you've had during this 45-minute episode.
I have had.
I'm just kidding. I'm giving you a hard time.
How many bottles are this?
You've had 2, I think.
I have had 1 and a half.
Well, 2/3.
One and two thirds of Newcastle like Brown Ale.
Sneakily like ran out during one of our bumpers.
Why would you tell people that, Adam? Why would you ruin the magic behind the scenes? That's just rude.
And I was going to compliment you on that actually, because you got back right in time for your mm-hmm. singing part.
I did. That's right.
Yes,
I can hear it. I know what it's like. It's like old radio DJs. They knew to set, you know, like a big long song when they had to go take a dump or whatever. It's like be back. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We have voicemails, Adam. Let's listen to what they are right this very moment. Yes, hello. Uh-oh, I have to hit play.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Daniel. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler, and I just thought I should let you know that, Daniel, you are totally justified in your weird YouTube masturbation fetish thingy, whatever you've got going on, because, Adam, you are wrong. YouTube people go on to be TV stars. Netflix has just signed Miranda Sings to her own 8-episode TV series.
Yep.
So there you go, Daniel. Once again, you are proven correct.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Adam.
Bye, Scotty. Love you.
Yeah, I don't even think that point doesn't even need
Woodhaven.
Woodhaven. Yeah, I don't even think that point needs to be made, because in order to say, you know, that somebody on YouTube might possess a little bit of talent and might be able to like cross over into like, you know, mainstream entertainment, all I have to say is Justin Bieber. That's how he was discovered, was on YouTube.
Right? No. Sorry. Everyone.
Even though everyone hates Justin Bieber because of his antics, you cannot deny the fact that here's a kid that was talented enough with playing instruments and writing songs and singing that he is, you know, he made his own homemade YouTube videos, and that's how he was discovered. It's like you can say whatever you want about it, but he does have underlying talent. He knows how to write music.
But that's not my point. Is every single person on the planet taking my point wrong?
It's kind of like Hanson. I'm really sad that everyone like dogged on Hanson for so long, because you know what? God damn it. Hanson learned to play their own instruments. They wrote their own music.
I love that bop song.
That mbop when they were young. Mbop or whatever. But then they came out with more albums after that that they wrote and produced themselves that were more bluesy. They were excellent albums. I think everyone just kind of...
But Scotty and everyone else, you're missing my point. There is plenty of talent on YouTube. There is loads of talent, and I'm sure a lot of those people will go on to be comedians and singers and actors.
I'm going to agree with you. There's a lot of shit on YouTube too.
No,
right?
It's true.
I would say there's far more shit than there are, good things.
My point is that Daniel Brewer, Mr. Brainiac, his choice in content. Mm-hmm. Is Twinkie little boys?
It's not
whose fans are 14-year-old girls
matter,
for the most part.
They're entertaining. Or,
that is my point. They may be
14-year-old girls like Stephen Colbert too, and so do I.
Excuse my French here, but they may be hella talented. My point is the juxtaposition.
I don't think that's French.
Whatever. My point is the juxtaposition of Daniel Brewer and the content that he watches on YouTube. It has nothing to do with the level of talent of those people at all.
Okay. That's a lot of pot. Someone in the chat room just posted a picture of a lot of pot.
And Scotty got it right. He called it YouTube spank material or whatever he called it.
I do not master. Honestly, I belong to porn sites where I watch porn, and that has nothing to do with YouTube. That's it's neither here nor there. Anyway, so thank you so much for your phone call, Scotty. We do appreciate it. So there you go. That was our one and only fun.
Did you play the end?
No, I haven't yet. I'm sorry.
Okay, you hit a... It looked like you were hitting a button and I didn't hear anything.
I coughed. I muted myself to cough.
I didn't hear that. What was it? Well, you need to play one more death phone call.
Someone is calling on the phone. I wonder who it would be, Adam. Please direct me to who I'm supposed to call. Which one am I supposed to click on?
The Kathy Bacon one.
I'm supposed to... wow, the phone's really loud. Let's see. All right, yes. Yes, hello.
Celine Dion's husband, Renee. Renee died 73.
Yeah.
That is so, I think he died like 14 times or so, but anyway, I think it's like a true love story. I mean, seriously, I think it's well, maybe it's a little creepy like 15, 20 years ago, but definitely today I think it's a true love story. All right.
Yeah,
dead
love.
Or alive, Kathy Bacon, dead. Not me. Jim.
Yes? Adam, yes? No?
Yeah, sure. You know, sadly enough, her brother died the next day.
Wow.
And there's one more. Because we have this ending thing, we're spoiling next week's.
Yeah.
There's one more that's also in the ending thing.
Which is what?
The
first or
princess,
the second?
The Princess Hannah
first,
one.
So the first one. The first one. That's First, you point out to people that I run across the room.
Hello, this is Princess Hannah calling for the celebrity death song.
Yes.
Actor Michael Galotia.
Galotia.
Was a child star who died today at the age of 31. He was a Disney star. God knows we have enough of those. Mm. Starred in the film Clubhouse Detectives and the TV series The Jersey. He was pronounced dead yesterday at his residence in California, and it appears to have been a natural death. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Are we giving this? Yes or no? Yes.
I have no idea. Why don't you make a decision on that?
Sure. Why not? Princess Hannah doesn't call him that often. You know, let's just go ahead and do that. I was trying to find this thing. I was going to say this is the funniest thing to me because I was listening to her kind of like try to figure out how to say his name. Now, one of the YouTube people that I don't subscribe to, but I watch occasionally is Joey Graceffa. Are you familiar with Joey?
I know who he is.
Joey Graceffa also was on The Amazing Race and whatever. Now, he's a really sweet guy, but he's also very, very aware of his, you know, he very much likes to be Joey Graceffa, right? He very much likes to put himself in situations like by dyeing his hair steel gray and stuff. He very much likes to put him going to all these like things that they invite him to. He very much likes to be recognized as Joey Graceffa.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. If I was famous, I'm sure I would enjoy being recognized too. Here's the funny thing is his dog won an award. They did like they had these pet awards in LA that he took his dog Wolf to. And it's like, I wish I could get, let me see if I can get to the exact moment in this video. Because, oh, God damn you, YouTube. And that.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. I hate
that. Let me get to the exact moment in the award where they actually call him up on stage that he wins. Because that, to me, was like the greatest moment ever.
Google has sold their soul to Star Wars.
Here we go. This is the moment that his dog won the award. And I could just, you could see it on his face. There's just the bitter disappointment that he had. All these were the nominees that they were playing up. Yeah, Joey Graceffa.
I'll just announce the winner of the Golden Hydrant for the best celebrity dog selfie, and it goes to Joey Graceffa. Fix it up.
Joey. Graceffa. She's like, they had no fucking clue who he is. And he, his face, and she's like, oh dear God, they don't even know who I am. And it was priceless. Anyway, I think we're done with the contact. Are we done with the contact?
We're finally
done with it. Excellent. 3, 2, 1. Wow. That was that. You know what, Adam? Tomorrow.
Everyone's going to be mad at us.
Why?
Oh, what? Tell me what tomorrow is.
Tomorrow is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'll be
at work.
Oh, you'll be at work.
Yeah.
I think my cat sitter and friend Carlos is coming over tomorrow. We're going to play You Don't Know Jack, which is one of the new games that I bought for my Xbox One. So he's coming over here to play that. You know,
we played it last night.
I know. I figured out how I could basically use Google Hangouts to share my screen with other people to play. So you, myself, Curtis Hill, and Nico played You Don't Know Jack several rounds last night. We also played...
I never want to play with Curtis ever again.
Yeah, Curtis is really good. We also played Fibbage and what was it? Drawful. And then later in the evening we
Fibbage
added...
Fibbage 2?
Yeah, later in the evening we added in Carlos joined us and Mags joined us. And am I missing someone? Wasn't there someone?
I don't know.
Dr. Wesley Stone joined us. So those video... By the way, because I did a Google Hangout... on air and I recorded it. If you check my YouTube channel during this week, youtube.com/DanielJBrewer, there will be, those games will be pulled out and posted on there because they were kind of fun. And I thought we would just, I'd publish them there on my YouTube channel. Cause you could watch it on, these are all visual games. They don't work well, just orally.
Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of a thing.
I was gonna say you're holding back calls, on this show. And I think the audience is going to get upset.
Why would they get upset? I mean,
well, because you're like, you know, you're holding back the calls.
So what do you think they're gonna do?
They're gonna start a campaign on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hashtag free the calls.
Di do wow. Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. It doesn't spell out anything, but you can call us at 229-234-7587. I have to figure out if that spells out something else. Anyway, we are streamed here on live.
Contact at dubiousintent.com.
Oh, yeah, you can send us an email, contact at dubiousintent.com. I was going to say, we're live every Sunday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern time here on pride48.com. That may change in the future, but we'll let you know if it does or not. Hey, make sure you go over to pride48.com/shows and subscribe to the State of the Station feed or that just the very first in-house Pride 48 shows, because we're going to start trying to do some of our stuff that we said we were going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can join us here next weekend. We'll be here. I'll be here. Adam, will you be here?
I will be here.
Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
Celebrity Death Phone, this is Spanky the Archer, and David Bowie, singer, songwriter, producer, awesome, amazing person, dead, died peacefully, battled with cancer, 18 months, really sad. Anyway, that's it.
Hey there, Daniel. Hi, Adam. This is Scott the Skater. You know, Skater Season, I'm the Twitter's host of the Skater Show podcast. David Bowie passed away this evening. Not a hoax this time, for real. I read it on BBC News. Lost a battle of cancer. Well, I'm really shaken up over this one. All right. This is a Skater Catch Later. Bye-bye.
This is Ken from Connecticut. Just want to let you know, David Bowie, dead, age 69.
Hello, Adam. Hello, Daniel. This is Scotty here. Death phone call, David Bowie, carked it, cancer, 69. He's a famous singer. You might have heard of him in America. He's not Australian, he's British. Okay, thanks, bye.
Hey, it is Turniphead, and David Bowie died. 69, cancer. Good pimples. Hello guys, this is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone. It seems Alan Rickman has died at the age of 69, so very sad. Thank you, guys. Talk to you later. Bye. At BlueJeansGuy.com.
It's C.T. Yaley, and Alan Rickman has died. I first got to know him through Die Hard as Hans Gruber, but everyone else will remember him more as Professor Severus Snape. It's been a tough week with David Bowie and a bunch of other big names, but now Severus Snape is dead, otherwise known as Alan Rickman.
Hi, this is Zach from Wisconsin. Alan Rickman died today. Now, I know he's a British actor. I know how you about foreign actors. But he has been in Harry Potter and Die Hard and a whole bunch of other stuff that I think you might know. Alan Rickman died at the age of 69.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Another big one this. Alan Rickman, famous for playing Severus Snape in Harry Potter and the baddie in Die Hard. Dead at 69. Seems like 69 is a lot of people's lucky number. Okay, bye.
Hey guys, this is Mags, and in the long line of people who I thought died long ago, Dan Haggerty died at 74. He was best known for playing Grizzly Adams. So I'll just leave this here for you. Bye. We are safe.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I'm assuming everyone's wrong about David Bowie, but at the upper end of the celebrity scale, Michael Galito, or I don't know, how you say it, former Disney star, dead at 31. Okay, bye. Here, Pluto! Minnie! Yeah, hi guys. Going to be a busy week this week. What's his face? Rene Angelil, most famous for being Celine Dion's husband, dead at 73. Okay, bye.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. This is Joe and Dallas calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. Rene Angelil, husband of Celine Dion, passed away today after a long bout with, I believe, cancer. I hope you have come to show you. Go on.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.